Welcome to the Dermatology Interest Group Association podcast, or DIGA podcast, where we talk about everything from how to become a stellar dermatology applicant to interesting topics in dermatology.
From research advice to interviewing tips, you will be prepared to follow the path to become a world-class dermatologist.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am your host, Nate Marklin, and on today's episode, we are joined by Dr. Lauren Shigas. She is the chief resident at Ohio Health Riverside Methodist Hospital Dermatology Residency Program in Columbus, Ohio. And on today's episode, she shares her insight of her program from a resident standpoint. With that being said, we'll see you on the skin side. All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. We're joined today by Dr. Lauren Shigas. She's going to introduce herself.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Nate. As you said, my name is Lauren Shigas. I am the chief dermatology resident at Ohio Health Riverside Methodist Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. I grew up in a small town in Northwest Ohio. And then for undergrad, I went to Notre Dame College in Cleveland, Ohio, where I played basketball. And then for medical school, went to Ohio University's branch at the Cleveland Clinic. So definitely an Ohio girl through and through.
Yeah, my wife's father grew up in Cleveland and then left Cleveland at 18 and moved to California. So he's more of a Californian now because he's lived here most of his life. But every summer we go back to Cleveland. Last two summers have been a little rough because of med school. But we go back, visit. Her grandma just turned 100. Her great-grandma just turned 104. It's every year we go every summer. We're kind of like, is this the last year? But I have fun there in the summer. I think it's very beautiful. I haven't had a winter there yet, but I also spent time in Denver for med school. So I know winter.
Yeah, a little different than California, especially the winter. Yeah, I loved it. And I was there for 8 years. And now in Columbus also, it was just a little different vibe. But yeah, both cities are great.
Do you go to any of the Buckeye games?
So, unfortunately, we have gone to a couple. My husband he's from near Ann Arbor, so he's a big Michigan fan. He's actually going to the game.
Okay.
Which is like a big deal around us is the rivalry. But yeah, he loves Columbus even more than me, which is weird because he, loves to wear his Michigan jersey downtown.
I did an audition at the Trinity Health, which is like down the street from U of M. And my father-in-law was like, if you go there, we'll have to disown you for like a few years. That's how big the rivalry is. So funny. So we'll jump
in. People get very serious.
Yeah. We'll jump into the topic. It's just basically tips from a resident. But how did you find derm and what point of your path in med school did you know derm was for you?
Yeah. So growing up, I actually had a cousin kind of close to me at 28 pass away from metastatic melanoma. So that, at a younger age brought attention to the field. And then like a lot of us just really loved the kind of fast paced nature of the field and the procedural nature of the field. And then I kind of remember going through medicine and medical school and hoping that I maybe would like a less competitive specialty, but really nothing compared. So, I kind of knew that was ultimately, what I had to pursue and kind of then set my sights on what I needed to get done to get there.
First off, sorry about your family member in the passing. It's never great. But yeah, I kind of did the same thing. Came in, I was interested in a competitive special anyways, ortho, and just realized that wasn't for me and kind of went through the third year jumping through my specialties, just with an open mind. And I just found out that I didn't like any of them. And I went to my final elective and it was derm and I just felt at home. So it just kind of solidified everything and made everything. That was what I had to do. Luckily, I was tracking derm early and had the research and done other stuff to hopefully match this year. But yeah, it's very competitive and that's the fear of and reality of that good people go unmatched every year. I think we had 2,000 students, not just derm, but go unmatched every year. And I think the med schools are expanding and the residencies aren't. And that's just something that's going to have to change in the future.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate problem. But I truly believe that, anyone can get in. It's just hard work and dedication for sure.
And I love that. And I think I felt that when I was rotating at your guys' program, I felt that presence like come off of you. And I always say you can kind of like radiate to people who think like that and who have that energy. And I really liked you and everyone else at the program, but that energy, that kind of everyone had that there. So I loved that about it. Did you have any specialties during your time that almost pulled you away from Durham? I know you said you kind of went through with an open mind, was possibly trying to find a better, at least competitive specialty, but was there anything that may have swayed you away from Durham?
Yeah. So actually similar to you, I was interested in ortho, grew up, I played a ton of sports, had a ton of sports injuries, really thought it was going to be ortho. And then really the OR just wasn't my thing. I just think being able to do a surgery on a patient who's awake and you can have a conversation is just so much more fun. So yeah, I knew pretty quickly that, ortho wasn't going to be it.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, having the sports background, my wife's an MA and she worked for a big ortho practice in San Diego and thought that was cool because I saw the San Diego Chargers and the SDSU Aztecs. I was like, oh, that'd be great, you know, but just realized that that life wasn't for me in the OR. And I, like you said, doing the surgeries and having the patient awake and still making that connection is awesome. So I was curious on what you believe made you successful in matching into derm. What did you do during your 4 years of med school to get you into dermatology?
Yeah, I think, you know, nothing spectacular. I think I was just kind of a solid applicant, a well-rounded application. You know, I had decent scores. I kind of decided into my third year, like I said, I kind of pulled the trigger late because I was hoping maybe there'd be something else. So as a third year, just pulled the trigger and cranked out some research that luckily got some publications and some top tier journals that helped. Found a great mentor who wrote me a really good letter, I think, which also helped. And then I just really think when it came down to it, it was the relationships that I made with primarily with the residents at several different programs and just kind of stayed in touch with those residents. And I think at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to interviewing and rank list, those are the kind of people that pull for you. And I think ultimately that, you know, that's what got me where I am.
Yeah, we've had quite a few dermatologists on here, a few residents, program directors, and they say, you know, you can have the scores, you can have the publications, but making those connections and good connections that are impactful are very helpful. And I'm glad that you said that and it helped you in becoming a dermatologist.
Sure.
So I was curious if you can give an insight. We've had Dr. Sammons, now Dr. Merritt. She was on here. It's a very highly listened to episode. If you can give insight to your program from a resident standpoint, she gave it from a program director, but can you, as a chief resident, let the listeners know what you got going on over there?
Yeah, lots. I think we are a little bit of a hidden gem. So we're located in Columbus, like I said, and we are a categorical program. So that means we have the attached intern year, so 4-year program. Historically, we are a osteopathic or DO program, but at this time, you know, between our current residents and our faculty, we're about 50-50 DO and MD, so really open to both. And we just have, you know, so many things that really drew me to the program and so many perks of our program. You know, one being that, I guess, for me personally, I knew I wanted to be an outpatient dermatologist, and I think our program trains you to be, you know, excellent outpatient dermatologist. We do have a solid inpatient service. We get a couple of months at our children's hospital, Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, which has a great consult service. But the kind of what makes our program shine is our outpatient dermatology. We have private practice, PE. We see really high volume. You get really tons of hands-on exposure, surgical experience early. You get familiar with those EMR systems. And I just think that makes the transition into private practice, you know, a lot easier. That was one of the big draws here for me personally, as well as, you know, the people. It's hard, you know, cliche and hard to describe that, but you know, you had Dr. Merritt on just probably from her interview. People can probably tell she's pretty great. And
absolutely,
that's kind of how it is for the majority of our faculty. So super cliche, but yeah, you click pretty quickly with these people, and you know, it's a family. A lot of the faculty went through the program. So, you know, it says a lot that they are, you know, all staying around to be involved and do whatever they can to kind of further the program. I could go on and on, but yeah, I am so happy that this is my choice.
Okay, good. Thanks for that. The other thing I want to talk about is I think as a traditionally DO program, you're one of the only programs that really has like a rotation with a children's hospital. And I'm not, I don't want to be quoted on that, but I think from my experience on the auditions that you're the only one that really has a strong PEDS. Do you think that you guys have a very strong PEDS rep foundation there?
Yeah, so I do think that the pediatric rotation at our hospital system is one of the biggest strengths of our program. We spend 2 months of the year every year there. So by the end of your 3 years, you're spending 6 months and like solely in pediatric. So basically it's like half of the fellowship almost of pediatrics. When we're there, we not only see consults, but we also have clinics and we have a lot of specialty clinics, like a hair loss clinic, a vascular malformations clinic. And we see people from not only all over Ohio, but all over nearby states coming from a lot of different pathology. So lots of high volume. I think on that rotation, I say it all the time that I not only learn a ton about peds, but I just learn a ton of dermatology in general. So a super big strength of our program.
Awesome. Yeah, I know there's quite a few students that listen to this that I know personally that are interested in peds. And as a DO, some of the programs, like I said, isn't their strength. So having that there is awesome. And I think you said earlier is you guys are a hidden gem, and I agree with that. Not a lot of people know about the program, and the only reason I kind of found out about it was because of the episode I did with Dr. Merritt. So I'm glad that you talked about that and that PEDS is there and is strong there. My next question is, for sure, what is your role as a chief in your fourth year?
So my role as a chief, basically I am in charge of scheduling. So with Dr. Merritt and Dr. Sammons, previously our program director, we make the schedule. We make the didactics, the reading schedule. We also coordinate the didactics actual lectures. So we're in charge of running the lectures. We do have an attending present there if we need them, but we are solely in charge of kind of running things. We also have a lot of pharma influence because we are basically trained out of private practice. So we schedule a lot of dinners and drug rep lectures. And we do those probably about once a month. And I do think that's a good thing because we get a lot of exposure to kind of what's new and the latest and greatest in pharma. And then we kind of, just feed vacations and complaints and things like that. So mainly just busy work tasks for the most part.
How is the resident wellness with the six of you that are there? Do you guys get together a lot? I know each of you have kind of significant others and stuff. Do you guys all get together and hang out and do other things?
Yeah, we try to plan events. So like near the holidays, we're having an ugly Christmas sweater party. We had like a pool party in the summertime together. So we try to get coordinated events. Yes, a lot of us will just meet up and go to happy hour quite a bit. We're very close to this year. And we just have a lot of fun together. Everyone is so much fun. Our first years especially are just so funny. Majority of our didactics, we're just laughing at them. even like during didactics, we'll hold, they lift a bake. I'm not a good baker. I usually cheat 90% of the time, but we'll have like cookie competitions where they'll come in. Like we had a best chocolate chip cookie. I used like a store-bought one and I like won fourth place and they're like, good job. Like I actually cheated, guys. I definitely did not make this. But yeah, we do little fun things here and there just to try to keep everybody engaged.
Yeah. So when I was there, and I just spent that doctors with you, it was very fun. Like you said, everyone was laughing and joking. It felt like a very good, atmosphere in there. And I felt like you guys worked really well together. And, I think that when students are looking for residency programs, that's something we should look at is how the residents interact together, because those are going to be your colleagues and the people you work with for the next three years, 4 to 3, if it's categorical. So I think that's important. I saw that there with you guys.
For sure. And I think, I remember going through and thinking, these aren't even going to be the people necessarily that I might be with. So it's really hard to tell. But I think when you have, consistency through a program, that's the type of people that they bring to the program every year. So you can kind of feel comfortable knowing that that's probably a similar person that you'll be with.
Right. And I like to tell students that are third years and second years behind me interested in dermatology is look at your first years. Because those are going to be your seniors when you're a first year derm resident. And yeah, like you said, those two are funny, good group. And like you said, they're the same. I don't want to say it's like a cookie cutter, but you obviously bring in the certain type of people every year that are similar so that the the connections are still strong with each year, each resident year.
For sure.
So what's your plan after graduation?
I actually signed with a private practice. So a Mohs surgeon who has his own private practice. I'm going to be joining him as a partner at the practice in Perrysburg, Ohio, like Northwest Ohio area, which is near my family. So really excited to get back home and get in that environment.
Was there any thoughts for future fellowships for you?
I dabbled with the thought of Mohs for a while. Honestly, I kind of just like, I'm over it. I'm hoping I can get enough surgeries and cosmetics to get my fix of kind of procedural derm.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, you're still in the category if you wanted to sit for the Mohs boards, you can.
For sure.
So we can kind of wrap it up. I was curious if you have any final life tips for students interested in matching in dermatology. Any advice you have for us who are kind of sitting right now waiting for interviews and like match coming up in a few months?
Yeah. So people for this application round, and you've done everything you can, all the hard work's done. If you can travel, get time off, relax. I mean, that was like the most fun of my life, I think, was after I was like done with my aways and just like, well, you did what you can. What I would say is if you made friends with residents, I would let them know like you're still interested, especially if it's been several months since you've been there, just kind of say, hey, still really interested in your program or excited to see you at interviews, that kind of thing, just to kind of keep them in their mind with the application process for sure.
Yeah, I think, again, it's about making those impactful relationships in such a short time. And I like you said that and that advice for students to do that.
100%.
Well, thank you for being on the show and we'll see everyone on the next one.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the DIGA podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Please send us any questions or comments to derminterestpod@gmail.com.
This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.